Oklahoma has been losing teachers to low salaries. But another group of education professionals is often overlooked: principals. As Brad Gibson of Oklahoma Watch reports, the success or failure of a school can be tied to its leader at the top, and many principals are leaving their schools after only 3 or 4 years.
Good evening, everyone. Good
evening. It's Monday night, and community leaders and parents are meeting with school district administrators at McLean High School in Tulsa. The topic is one they have met to discuss many times before: finding a new principal for the next school year.
My name is Eric Green. I'm the chief of schools.
McLean is one example of high school principal turnover many Oklahoma schools face. Since 2000, McLean has had 11 principals, including 3 co-principals. According to the state, the average principal stays in an Oklahoma school just over 4 years. But at McLean, it's been like a revolving door. The impact of losing a principal can be profound on many levels. Robin Miller at the State Department of Education.
I think the same is true when teachers see the building principal, you know, a different face probably too often. You know, when teachers see that that is not consistent, then I think that trickles back into the classroom.
Miller believes increased pressure on principals leads to turnover. Reasons include teachers leaving, staff cuts, and the growing expectation of the community versus the demands of school systems, which often have a different agenda. Rodney Clark is a former co-principal at McLean and is now at the charter school Langston Hughes Academy in Tulsa. He dealt with the issues firsthand.
There's just so many different elements involved in that whole process of being a principal. And sometimes people don't understand the tough decisions that you have to make in regards to making sure your budget is where it needs to be and keeping the quality people there and making sure that everything works in spite of what you have to work with.
The problems are wide-ranging. At McLean, the students miss an average of 35 days a year, and the dropout rate is more than 55%. Daryl Bright is with the North Tulsa group Citizens United for a Better Education System. He believes history has proven that nothing has changed at McLean.
The cycle of low performance and mediocrity have not been broken. They've had some very good things that have happened there that haven't been sustained, but we continuously are mired in this low performance.
Bright believes McLean's principal turnover has to do with the district selecting leaders whose skills and experiences don't match the school's needs.
When you look at a candidate, you can't have a generic high school principal job description. It has to be germane to the particular conditions of that school.
McLean's community members are looking for many of the same things all supporters of schools want: a principal who is willing to be held accountable by the community and has mutual respect for everyone involved. According to former principal Rodney Clark, a principal who lives in the community is extremely important.
And if they're not in the community themselves, you know, then they need to get involved in the community when they get here.
Some community members are skeptical that the district will make a good choice. Community advocate Willetta Burks.
I believe they have a mandate to do something, and they're going to send us down that process without really looking at what it is that we're seeing that we want to have.
Tulsa's chief of schools, Eric Green, believes they are going to extra lengths to involve communities in filling all principal vacancies, but admits,
at the end of the day, this is a management process. And for the community, you know, it's hard to talk in those terms because we're talking about children's lives, we're talking about families. So I understand the desire to see this as something that should have much more community voice.
Robin Miller has heard these concerns before. In working with Oklahoma schools, she believes there's one crucial factor a new principal must use to work with the community.
Trust, which I would equate that, or I think that's synonymous with the communication. You can trust me because I have been here before, similar situation. You can trust me because I do have your students, your children, their best interest in my mind.
Miller says a stable principal is paramount to the success of Oklahoma schools. At McLean, building trust will be a large part of that journey in finding a new principal. For Oklahoma Watch Report, I'm Brad Gibson.
You can find more on this story and other investigations on oklahomawatch.org, a statewide nonprofit journalism group focusing on public policy.